Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, wasn't that like, remember when you were in school and you learned about the Amish? Do you learn about the Amish?
So you've gone from trouble to the Amish.
I think the Amish done that happened. Did the Amish like
you? You are not well.
No, you're thinking.
Not well.
No, it's not the Amish. The Amish are very conservative. They
no, what the Amish done? No, the husband could have, the man could have like 10 wives.
Is that not the Mormons that have the wives?
What?
The Mormons.
They've heard of that.
No, yeah, the Amish now. They don't have technology around. Welcome to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
Yup. And we're back, the Two Culchies.
Week three, can you believe it already?
I can't even believe it.
And can you believe we hit number
one?
Alan, look, jeez, you give a bit of excitement.
I'm too dour for that.
I felt like we were Westlife or something there during the week and hit number one. I was like, boom, mammy, look!
Who would you be if you're in Westlife?
Keen. Yeah,
he's a bit annoying though, isn't he?
A bit like yourself.
I'm
going to call you out now and to be speaking to me.
Yeah. What way am I speaking?
I was saying I was going to be Keen because he lives in a nice part of the country, Sligo. He can go surfing and the whole
thing. They're all up in Sligo, bar Nicky.
Yeah, but I like Keane.
All right, fair.
I like him more than you, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously, jeez.
What you do for the week? Come on, give us a bit of scandal.
Didn't do a whole lot, just working away. Went to the cinema and then was in the George last night.
You were all over the place, were you? You have a great life.
I do. Why would I have a great life?
All I done is went to work, came home, ate, sat on the couch, watched Yellowstone.
Had a Supermax.
Oh, had a Supermax this evening, your favourite thing.
Yeah, didn't I catch you with the Supermax the in throat. The front seat of the car?
Oh, still. It was unbelievable. Oh, it flapped going down my throat, the chicken burger. It was unbelievable.
you swallowed it whole, as
I
said.
I know, yeah. I have a great culchy saying for you this week.
Oh, do you have a culchy saying this week, have you?
I have a whittle on my finger.
A whittle? What's a whittle?
A whittle is like the little bit of extra skin that kind of like grows underneath it. It's a whittle.
Like a hangnail?
I suppose a hangnail, yeah, a whittle.
I've never heard of a whittle.
There you go, now there's a cult. There's my contribution this week.
You have a big old whittle on you there, Kieran.
I have a big old whittle on my little fingers so hard.
You may sort out that whittle.
I know, yeah.
Oh, I can't, all I'll have is whittle in my head from now on. Jesus. Anyway, so this is our third episode. We're absolutely delighted. Delighted with the feedback and that we were kind of, I think we're number five or something in the charts
actually,
now, but we were number two for 2 days. Or number one for 2 days.
Yeah. I know, it was brilliant. I can't believe it because like it is a great achievement in itself to get to number one. I'm like, this is only our third week at it. So suppose I done all the right idea when I went with you. What's going to leave you out?
A joint effort. Are you going to do a Jerry Halliwell and leave the Spice Girls?
There's going to be the one culture, so that's going
to leave you. Will we get one season out or will we get a second season?
I'd like to think we get to two seasons out.
We'll probably have to fall out after the second.
Well, to be honest now, the old messages between each other have kind of slowed down already because I think you were getting sick of me and I was getting sick of you. But
you were getting sick of me, were you? I wasn't sick of you at all.
Go away, Alan.
Yeah, I was actually.
You were, yeah.
Yeah, you were lying the hole off me. But anyway, that's a nice little segue, speaking of hole, because we have a guest this week again. We have the lovely Louise Cody, aka Classy Cody. She might be better known for on her TikTok and her Instagram.
Hello. So,
welcome, Louise.
The classy is debatable now.
Classy culture.
Classy by name, but not by nature.
Introduced by the word hole there. Yeah.
Louise, isn't he very insulting?
Asher, like that's our love language here in Portlaoise. Abuse.
It's a form of endearment.
Yeah.
We're lovely people in Clarine and Kinnissy. Clarine. We're not going to be abusing each other like that at all.
I know. Louise is a fellow Portlaoise. I was going to say Portlaoise woman, but I'm not a woman. I'm a man. But I suppose being gay, I straddle two genders, don't I?
Well, she's a bit greedy. She's a bit here and there.
She's a Portlaoisean.
Usher look.
Fellow Portlaoisean. So from the bog as well. And you can hear by your accent. I grew up in the state. And I sound the way I sound, kind of bogger. There was someone down the end of the road sounded American, had a Yank accent. I don't know
from
where they... Yeah. I won't
where
name names now. I don't know.
Banging oceans off
out of their notions head.
You actually got called out as well, Alan, on our first episode on week one. My inbox exploded. Remember you said you were working in Dun Stores, just when you're talking about Portlaoise.
Yeah.
And there's one that always come in that smells of the chip pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's known who she is.
Oh, boy, is yeah. it? Oh, you may show me that message.
I got a load of DMs literally saying, if Alan was to explain that person in a little more detail, we'd all know who it was. So,
yeah,
be careful now, Alan.
I didn't need to cut the hairs of my nostril. She used to cut them for me with the smell.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Alan.
Not one of your culty sayings, is
no,
it?
No, but that's a good another segue into culty sayings of the week. We'll need to get a jingle now for next week. But do you have, well, you had your whittle.
Some old whittle on you.
Yeah. Fine old whittle.
Big so whittle.
Is, huh? I'd be picking that now the whole way home. But they're bonding on the bottom of the tea. I'd be trying to catch it.
It's like Jason Derulo's
whittle.
whittle.
Louise, do you have any culty sayings?
You have how's she cutting? How's your mother for turf? I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means, but everyone says
I have a feeling you're going to have a load, Louise.
I have a few.
Well, she already there. How's your mother for turf?
Is how's it your mother for turf?
Is it how she set up? Does she want to now go? Is that what it means?
Is she in need of a bit of turf? Like?
Yeah, but is a turf inverted commas as something else?
I don't know. Alan. It's open to interpretation. She could need a bit of the dart, you know?
Maybe she just needs the turf brought in out of the shed.
Irish mammies don't want darts.
What?
They don't do
that. Yes, well, mammy, I don't want to park the dart.
Yeah, but future mammies will want the dart, but not the Irish mammies we know and love.
Alan, do you think they're all holding hands or something?
No, but like...
Come on now, in fairness.
It would be kind of missionary position and lights off.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Think of vanilla.
Pull the nighty down when you're done kind of thing.
Alan, have the hip and the pinny on.
The pinny on and the curlers and the hair.
My poor old mother will be listening
yeah. to this.
What's your mother's name?
No, I'm not saying it now. She'd be a very private person. Isn't that right, Teresa?
I'm Teresa, bye.
What's your mother's name?
I told you, mine's Eileen.
Eileen, that's my name.
Marcella.
Marcella.
We call her Mars.
Mars. Yeah. Marcella.
We always say Mars has lost the plot, but to be honest, she never had it to begin with.
Plot turf.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't with the clatter E going around.
Oh, sure, look, we didn't.
Is there many Eileen's?
I have two brothers. I'm the only girl, middle child. And
there's only two E here,
middle syndrome.
We'll just wait for Alan there to finish. He's very good man, Alan. Gets the dig in, then takes
loves an old dig.
Love a dig.
Yeah, loves an old dig. Does how many?
Three.
Three, there's eight of us.
Oh.
Here lives the peace. No wonder I've done therapy.
Oh, did you do therapy?
Yeah, I love therapy.
Do you want to talk about that? No.
There's
a big shake. That'll be another episode now.
Will we do a mental health episode? We'll do another one.
We'll call it The Nerves.
The Nerves. The Nerves. Everyone has the nerves, Alan.
Oh, sure. I've often taken to the bed.
Therapy was the best thing I ever done because literally it was 50 euros a week and did no choice to listen to you for the hour. They were rattling with the nerves by the time I came out.
They were getting therapy after you. Sorry, you shouldn't say that.
I wonder, do therapists get therapy?
They have to.
It's like supervision. They have to get it. Like they have to be able to
like cleanse your soul.
Yeah. Well, that too, but they have to be able to like talk about so they don't bring it home with them. Like, so
come here. Do you see this new thing now? There's a new place down in Forban. You know Forban called Floating in Forban.
Oh, is it the isolation therapy?
It's like a little
yeah, sensory deprivation tanks.
I'm mad to do it.
You did that, Louise.
Yeah,
last
I did it up
week.
In the float house in Nice.
Was it good?
Unreal. I go all the time.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, an hour. It's unreal.
Oh, I'm going to
Would you feel claustrophobic?
It. No. You feel like it's hard to wind down when you first get in, but then it like you feel like you're there ages, but then it just goes
it's
so
It's like
fast.
Sitting with Alan. You're like, you'll sit beside him for a minute and like, oh, I feel claustrophobic and just get used to him. Big long legs in him.
I don't know about that. I love being around Alan. I've got time.
You'd be more overbearing than I'd be Christ. Here.
That's why I'm on my own over this side.
There's enough energy over that side of the table.
Do you know, going back to the culture stage, you know, it's a good one. I love. Do you know when someone's tomcatting around?
Tomcatting?
Yeah, do you know tomcatting?
Putting it about.
Yeah. So he's out there planting seeds and praying for crop failure. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Putting it about.
You know yourself. Oh,
my father has always had a few ones when I was growing up. He used to be like, he'd say, right, he said, and he wrote. Did you ever hear that one?
Well, that didn't land.
Right, he said, and he wrote. Like,
right, he said, and he wrote. Oh, you're
a dad joke.
Alan, do you know what I love about you?
Or wait, another one. I will me hole, said the rat, and he inside looking out. That's brilliant. Like, I will me hole, said the rat, and he inside looking out, because the rat lives in a little hole in the wall. I will me hole,
bless
said the
you,
rat.
Alan. Do you know what's the nicest thing about you is, Alan? You actually love laughing at yourself.
Oh,
you
yeah,
find
I find
so
myself
funny.
Hilarious. Or one last one as well. There's currants for cakes, but there's raisins for everything.
Weird. Is he actually Googling them?
No, I'm
actually
not.
Googling
these are coming
them?
Out of the Kian.
Now we're sucking diesels, another one.
Oh, yeah. But Jesus, would you ever suck diesel?
No, why would it be asked? What would you be at?
No, but I remember we used to have to, was it the lawnmower we had when we were growing up? And it used to be petrol, and you'd have to fix it or something. You'd have
you'd have to get the little tube and try
yeah,
to
Yeah, but like, then you'd have half it in your mouth before you know it. You'd be belching
and now
petrol.
Alan, we know what happened to Alan.
Yeah, Alan going around sucking all the oil tanks and portly to get a bit of oil out of him.
Smell of unleaded off.
I was actually in a car when it got stopped on the road before. It wasn't my car for green diesel. I was never so embarrassed. Jeez. I was only a young lad, like. But they put green diesel in.
Oh, you weren't driving it?
No, I was. I said it wasn't my car.
Well, it wasn't your car, but you could have been
I was
driving.
A passenger. Oh. Whatchamacallit, the green diesel. You can put green diesel in cars, like.
Yeah.
I actually only realised lately you can actually put it in your oil tank.
Oh, it's when is that when you did it?
I realised that I
got
could
you
do
to
it.
Suck it and I put it in my tank.
What? Suck what?
So it's diesel.
Oh, jeez.
Buy me a drink first.
You'll have people questioning stuff now here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez.
Over up to the basses all sorts.
I got hit by a car last night.
Stop.
Not even joking.
Oh my God, you're actually messing.
I'm not, no.
Oh, that's
genuine.
So weird, because one of the things I want to talk about is McGregor getting knocked down on the bike. And then you just come out and say you got knocked. Like,
I have a little bit of a sore hip. But no, I was crossing at the pedestrian crossing, and you know, when it changed.
At Supermax?
Like, yeah.
Oh, stop.
How did you know it was a Supermax?
Because like, it's a double one. So, yeah, you know, you have to run in the second part. And I got hit into the side. I was so embarrassed because it's such a busy road that I hobbled off. I was like, oh my God, everyone can see me.
Were you up on the bonnet?
No, I was. It's like me trying to get out of work today. Throw myself onto the bonnet.
Oh, I'd say you'd managed to take the selfie on the bonnet as well. Though, like, maybe.
Can I get to take a jack?
So I was a bit shook. I'm a bit sore. I'm grand. But like I got home and I was in the home house there today and Mammy goes, jeez, you look fierce shook. Will I make you sweet tea? I was like,
can't bait Mammy's.
But Jason, I'm a bit past the sweet tea, like it had happened the night before.
Like. What happened like?
It's just like the light went amber and obviously it was dark. I had a big black jacket on. Your man probably shouldn't have been driving. He probably had like night blindness or something. I don't know. He was elderly like.
I say, did he give you a good old thump?
Yeah, he looked as shook as I did. So I was like,
come here. But like,
so happened McGregor?
Poor McGregor was out cycling as well. And some car came behind him. He said, did you see it? No.
No.
He put them up, but then he took it down. But I think he's very, very funny. But he was out on the bike cycling anyway and all that kind of stuff and everything. And basically the car ploughed him from behind. So when he got knocked down, like he was recording and he was like, oh, I'm about to get knocked down, blah, blah, and all that stuff. And like, thank God and all that stuff, everything, he was okay. But basically then the next clip, he's in the car with your man that knocked him down. And he's like, oh, your man here knocked me down. He's giving me a lift home with the bike and the bike is in the back of the boot. And it's like it was full on speed. Like,
I'd say your man was delighted he knocked him down.
Your man looked
him in the
to
car.
Be fucking petrified sitting driving the car. Imagine having McGregor in the car like with you. I'd be petrified to be going upstairs. You can drive it. Good luck. I'll take the bike. You take the car. Good luck to it yourself.
Jesus, I didn't see that at all.
Yeah, I didn't get hit in full speed now. Thank God. TG.
Yeah.
TG.
So what else is I going to say there now? But, oh yeah, Culchi Sains. So being from Laois, there's two places in Laois called Ballacolla and Ballinakil.
Ballacolla.
So, did you ever hear the saying, up the hill and down the holla, that's the way to Ballacolla.
Yeah.
Down the holla and up the hill, that's the way to Ballinakil.
Yeah.
I love that.
Beautiful.
I feel like he goes to another dimension of Culchi.
But sure, you're in Laois, lad.
But you're more Culchi than I am. You're from Offaly and you talk about
it. I think he's more pride in it though.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's pride.
Well, there's a ranking of order of counties.
Do you want this video?
Huh?
Do you want this video?
Sure, if we won't be sued or anything, pop it up.
What video is this?
Connor.
Oh, this is the video of Connor McGregor.
Come on, Jesus. Come on, Connor, show us what you got.
No, well, that's actually got bars. Now, if you were clever, Louise, you'd have done this and you'd have been gone viral up on the bonnet.
That's the first thing my brother said to me. Why didn't you get the license plate? I was like, I don't want anyone to know about this.
That is not the video. Sorry.
No.
No, okay. You can come back to us, Matt. Yeah. It's all right. But come here. What you call? Bianca is not coming to Ireland.
Beyonce.
Bianca.
Why are you calling her Bianca?
Bianca.
You sound like she's not coming to Ireland.
She'd rather go to Sunderland than come to Dublin.
That's shocking.
I'm going to say something controversial now.
Oh, here Jesus, we go. Wouldn't be like you.
Leave it off.
I'm not going to Beyonce. There it is now.
Why?
Gosh, I don't get the hype. She used to be very good back in the day. And then she went shy with all that lemonade. It was very bad.
Everyone said too much lemonade.
No, the album Lemonade. I'm not sure, Jessie, didn't sound like you did.
But I think she's brilliant.
She's some woman to sing. She's got some pair of lungs on her. And she's
the God complex, I think.
Lad, she got 25 million for 1 hour show in Dubai. Was it Dubai? It was Dubai. Was
Saudi Arabia or Dubai?
Same thing, isn't it?
No.
25 million for 1 hour. And like, that's probably after everything is paid.
No, I said before.
I don't. I'd say to paid for all the production and everything.
When she announced the dates, I was kind of like, oh, this is a real educated Beyonce. This is her announcing her UK tour and not including Ireland in those dates. You know, I thought this is smart. I like this. And then she released the Europe dates. I was like, there's no Ireland in there.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn you, you bitch.
Like, she'd fill out Crow Park a few nights. You know?
Ah, she would, 100%.
Is it? I think it's something to do, though. It hadn't. Garrett Brooks booked like 5 nights in Crow Park.
So he ruined it for the rest of them, to be honest. She could have gone to Tree Arena though, done a couple of nights. Did you see any clips of her singing in Dubai?
No. Yeah. I've not gone on her.
The young one was out beside her, Blue Ivy or whatever you call her. And the young one was really starting to get into the groove.
And
Beyonce's like, back down there now. Do you know?
Simmer
oh,
down,
just want to remember who the queen is.
Yeah. Turn that shit down to 2 and let it simmer there.
Very, very good. Like,
see, I'm not that gone on her.
I bet you'd be going up the road, Belair and Arouvet.
What would you be into yourself, like?
Oh, tacky songs from back in the day.
Yeah,
I don't really love that kind of music.
Oh no, call it off! Don't say that.
Well, no, that's I'm not going, but I just wouldn't be arsed with like.
Oh, I've got like 40,000 minutes listening on my Spotify.
40,000.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know how many.
A year.
Louise, you didn't need to listen to our podcast that much to get to number one.
40,000. I do what I can for my friends. Okay.
What would you be listening to?
Everything and anything. I love. Kendrick Lamar, Travis Scott, but then I love
Don't know them.
Hermitage Green.
Travis Scott, such a man to switch you on to Jenner's.
Yeah, yeah. I love Hermitage Green. Obsessed with Hermitage Green.
Oh, I do know them and I do like them.
Saw them 5 times last year.
Oh, that's obsession, all right.
That's like, obsession. That's borderline, some problem.
Yeah, I have to look.
It is what it
is. Would you be into the old rap, is it?
I love rap. I love a bit of everything.
I'm not gone on rap. See, we're Irish, do you know?
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know, we're not suited to rap.
You're telling me I'm not suited to rap, is that what you're trying to say?
No, listen to rap, you're suited.
Rap
not
to rap.
Not too
rap. Do you
want
to go down Main Street, Mount Rat there?
No, not particularly, no.
Go to the roundabout there. The car
no, but do you know, what would I go out and start rapping and spitting lyrics about the bog? Do you know what I mean? It's not,
yeah, but
it's
now,
not
I
our
want
scene.
To go a bit further than the bog, like.
Turf.
I know, but back in the day, like, do you know.
Yup, the turf.
That would actually be a good song about foot and turf.
What did you, want to be anything when you were growing up? When you were younger, what did you want to be? Teacher.
Yeah.
You're the head of a guard.
The father was a guard, yeah.
Oh.
Pair of piglets over the side of the room.
What did you... Do you want to be a guard as well?
Yeah, I wanted to be many things. I wanted to be a guard. I wanted to be a vet. I wanted to be a lot of things.
You've dealt with enough animals in your
life. I wanted to be a carpenter.
Sure, I'm an animal myself.
You wanted to be a carpenter?
A carpenter.
What?
And would you be good with your hands? You would?
No.
He's good with the mouth talking, maybe the height of it.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know where I was going, to be honest with you. I think Mammy was getting the house done up that time. They were putting in bedrooms upstairs. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And she done. I remember I actually stood on a nail in the attic.
Jeez.
A bare fuck. I never choose on me when it goes around as a child.
You don't have trousers now. You're always going around in a pair of shorts.
I know, yeah. I know. I think that's, I don't really like stuff like stuck to me. Do you know that kind of way? I think it's all to...
You don't have... Some trousers don't have to be stuck to
you. I think it's the nerves. Do you know that kind of way?
Poor old devil with nerves.
I just need clothes that close.
You may take to the kind of bed.
Come here, Clay Chasky. Another one, lads. Have you ever been in a troupe play?
A what?
A truple or truple?
A truple.
No, not the threesome, a truple.
It's not the same thing.
Jesus, this is it. It's a posher
way. You're only talking about this now because of the Una Healy.
Yeah, you were saying it to me when we were chatting at the Forge during the week.
Well, it hasn't been confirmed.
I don't know.
Because your man, David, the ex-boxer that is in the truple, seemingly confirmed it. Did you hear all
this? I saw it, yeah. It's all fair play to him.
So your man, David, is living over in the UK with his... girlfriend, Sian or whatever. And then Una does be on the red eye Ryanair over and back to them here for their weekends.
The old 28-hour flight.
Yeah, 28.99. No, carry on.
No, you couldn't.
Just a little small overnighter, but...
So she probably has the toothbrush and everything over there, so she doesn't even need the overnight.
She's got a
drawer. Fair play to her, like, Joe, like...
No, you couldn't. It's hard enough dealing with one.
It's a fair play to her. Someone from being Tarlis, she's from Tarlis and living there and in a trouble. Like, I'd say the tongues are wagging down in Tarlis.
I'd say
like,
the rosary beads are on fire by.
I'd say, oh, I said they're all fucking
walk into
whispering.
The church and the water bubbling, I'd say.
Yeah. Do you know, like, what... I don't know, would she... Fair play to her, like, she's dead right, but would she not be better getting into trouble someone kind of a bit nearer? Someone over in Kilkenny even.
I don't know.
Dublin.
I don't think I'd be able for another trouble.
I wouldn't either.
I'd get too jealous.
But is she the kind of like...
But Dad, you'd be stone broke. Imagine. Can I have your bank card today? Can I have your bank card tomorrow? Good luck. Leave us.
But is your one over in England, the Cyan one, the kind of the main missus, and is she the kind of like...
Side piece.
The number three that she could be gone as quick.
I don't know.
Wasn't that like, remember when you were in school and you learned about the Amish? Do you learn about the Amish?
So you've gone from trouble to the Amish.
I think the Amish done that happened. Do the Amish like
you are not well.
No, you're thinking
not well.
No, it's not the Amish. The Amish are very conservative. They wouldn't.
No, what the Amish done? No, the husband could have, the man could have like 10 wives.
Is that not the Mormons? To have the wives. The Mormons.
They've heard of that.
No, yeah, the Amish now. They don't have technology or anything.
Did you ever see that thing that was on social media there a while ago? The Amish are the ones that think that. How you make a baby is through the belly button.
Stop.
And there's actually like they're genuinely there are people who
so they're trying to dart the belly button.
Yeah, so like that there's no sex before marriage and then they go and get and on their they're on their wedding night then they try to have sex through the belly button and they don't understand why it hurts so much and women end up in doctors and hospitals like properly like in a bad way with their belly button be like, why does this still hurt? Should the first time just
what's your man trying to do to the belly button?
Imagine you had a bit
lift
of
it off.
Big old whittle on you and you're trying to go at the belly button. God bless.
With your man that's going over fast. Call it a night.
I don't like belly buttons.
No, but who does? To the ones that actually succeed, I'm like, is it like a micropeen
See, it depends. Some people have outies and some have innies.
Oh, imagine going for an innie.
Belly button would be all right.
Innie. How do I get it in?
You have an innie or a ninny?
I have an innie.
I just thought you said I'm a ninny.
Have you an innie or an
innie?
You'd be going on to YouTube DIY being like, how to insert into belly button.
I have an outie, but it can be an innie sometimes depending on the bullock.
Oh, no.
So most of the time it's an outie, but it could go a little bit deep. When you get a bit rower
isn't
after
that
the
where your umbilical cord comes from?
Yeah,
they didn't cut it properly.
Oh, it's not. Oh, how dare you? Port Leash Maternity Hospital is fine.
Big dirty belly button like, hanging out, yeah.
Each to their own.
Oh, belly buttons are turning me.
Some old belly button
way.
Hole.
No, you're thinking of the Mormons, not the Amish. No, the Mormons have the more wives.
Yeah, no, imagine it though. Like, but saying that about triples, then, do you know what the next thing will probably be? Like weddings, where there's like, you know, you could be getting married to two people. Imagine.
Do you know
times are changing now. It's all gone.
In the UAE, they're allowed to have as many wives as they can find out.
Where?
In the UAE.
Where Dubai is, United Arab Emirates.
What's that one? Where EU?
They're
UAE, is it?
Oh, Lord.
No, it's UAE. It's a small country in the Middle East.
Hold on, let's just make some time for the geographically challenged here, please.
Oh, geography is not my strong point.
Oh, it's my favourite subject.
Sat-navs all over the place.
What would be your strong point?
Talking.
Yeah. I was thinking.
That's debatable, though, isn't it?
When I'm around you, debatable. Never mind debatable.
I say Orna was telling him out to fight back with him this week, was she?
She says, Kieran, you have to table out and break the bridge of his...
Is Orna not gone to me, is she? Does she think
she
I'm bullying
you?
She
loves you. She's mad about you.
See, I'm taking over the mantle. She bully at home and I bully in here.
Yeah, two doms. Two doms. That's how I'm surrounded by... Shocking, so it is.
Can't get a minute's peace.
No, not a minute's peace can you get by, I tell you. Come here for a break and you know what? He's baiting me and calling me names and the whole shit. Go home and Orna's like, you do the bins, you do the bins, you do the bins, you do that. Me and poor Orna haven't slept together in the same bed, I'd say. And I'd say, geez, must be a year. I'm in my Bonnie most night, she's in my Teddy most night. It's chronic.
Jesus.
The child doesn't get the two teeth down quick. I swear to God.
Do you not get no sleep specialist?
Alan, that, no. You can't get sleep specialists when the child
are
is
you from Cavan?
No. Man, you're not it.
Maine. Do you know about Calpol drowsy and send him off to the land
of
Nod?
No, we'd give Calpol
a bit of nightmares.
We'd give Calpol a bit. But you can't get some of that stuff now, lads. I remember my little brother was growing up and he used to be the most mournful yoke, Johnny, if you hear me. And he used to always have pains in his legs. And his mammy used to bait the Fennergan into him. Fennergan.
What?
Fennergan was the name of it.
Vinegar.
Fennergan.
Fennergan.
Fennergan. It's like this really strong, not like sedative. The child is absolutely out of it.
Would you not get some of the Fennergan now? So
no, you can't. Can't get it. No, wouldn't.
Can't
you wouldn't
be got, can
that.
It?
No, Calpol. That's it.
Yeah, sure. Did you ever go in looking for Salpidine and you have to nearly wrestle for here. It?
Oh, come here. Funny story. My mother is so funny.
Is that a tangent? The first tangent of the day.
She's so funny, right?
She actually, we need a jingle for the tangents.
Ah, you go away. Pipe down. What,
Matt, do you have any bit of a jingle over there?
For the tangents.
The conspiracy one.
Oh, no,
that's
my favourite
one. I missed that bit.
To watch him call, there was a call to say, Mammy came out of the chemist one day and I said to her, I was like, Mam, what, yeah? And she was like, she came out of the chemist and walked down and there's an alleyway in Burr. And I was like, Mam, what, yeah? And she went into the alleyway and came back out. And I was like, what the fuck is Mammy doing? And she's saying to the car, and I was like, Mammy, now be harmless. Like, do you know that kind of thing? She's like, it's a typical Mammy. Do you know that kind of thing? Everyone, no one's wrong. She just never sees the bad in people. And she kept saying to the car, and I was like, Ma, what are you? And she's like, oh, nothing done. Got to about the bottom of town. I said, Mammy, what are you doing in the alleyway? Like, her, and came back out of it. Like, and you know,
she got caught with a pace or something.
There was a poor creature there in the alleyway. And they asked me to get some Salpidine. They couldn't get them. David gave me some of my prescription. Probably can't say that, can I? She had a prescription, she got them.
Oh, I thought she was going down the alleyway to get a bit of Fennergan.
Yeah, that's
where I thought that was going.
Get the dart.
That's it. There's another culture, Crater.
Crater,
the poor old Crater. No. Crater booked. I love that. Everyone always makes fun of me in Dublin for saying poor old Crater.
Do you get made fun of in Dublin for your accent as well?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Oh, it's like having a fucking echo.
Do you live in Dublin?
No. I just work up there.
Okay.
But like, I went to college up there, and anytime I talked in class, it was like an echo of what I said. And all I would have said was like something normal, like, where are we going for lunch? Where are we going for lunch? I'm like, Jesus Christ, you can't say nothing.
Oh, you could say nothing up there.
I'd say they're used to him up there, though.
No, they're not.
You're good at pronouncing the old THs, though. I'd be brutal at that.
I'm brutal.
It depends.
I'm brutal. The THs only come out like at home, you know, when you have the guests over and you get out the special china.
No, my THs
when
on calls
over.
And work, they come. I kind of pronounce the THs.
Well, you've got a phone voice.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a phone voice.
Everyone has a phone voice.
But like, if I'm up in work, if I'm down here at home, it's water. Give us a glass of water there, will you? But if it's up in Dublin, it'd be like water. I'd kind of go, water. A bit of a tea. Soft tea.
Oh, I don't want to put it in at all.
Well, you get used to it now. Like, cause I have some UK clients to be on the phone. I was like, give us a bit of water, will you? So like, can I have some water, please?
Imagine.
Any water there now, yeah. Please.
Someone said, are you from the country down in Ireland? And I was like, yeah. And so it'd be like Yorkshire. Yeah. They started naming real kind of like old, bad old places in the UK.
Leeds.
Like, Leeds, Bradford or something.
Birmingham.
I've only ever been to like London in the UK, that's it.
What?
That's it, yeah.
Never been to Manchester or Newcastle?
No, I'm not well travelled.
Doesn't surprise me.
You're so yoke, I tell you. You'll be warm. I tell you won't have a bit of the pink pound left on the weddings you have coming up.
Oh, stop. I was telling Kieran before I got in. I've 6 weddings before June.
Oh, Christ above. You said yes to all of them, did you?
Oh, yeah, she's all good.
Say yes to the wedding. You can.
They're
you
all close friends.
This. Never mind, say yes to the dress.
One of my closest friends, Laura, is getting married next Saturday up in Dublin.
And come here, would you wear the same suit now and mix it up a bit, or have you to go a whole new outfit?
I'd mix it up now. See, myself and the other half would be the same size, so we'd share things to do that. And then the brother-in-law lives in the same estate, Jamie. I'd hop off a suit or two of his. Do you know, that kind of way.
Passing so like, around the clothes, huh?
See, I'd be green now without kind of shouting about it. Do you know, I'm all about the environment.
Now, Luke.
I'm terrible. I have like about two, I have no dresses for weddings. I have about two that I recycle, and every time a wedding comes up, I'm like, can I wear that again? Or...
Do the old Marge Simpson. Oh, change terrible. It up a bit.
I might just throw it in and like throw a bit of colour on it or something. Change the colour of it. Do you know the dye things?
Oh, yeah. Tie-dye dress.
Well, people think it's a different dress just because it's a different colour.
Put an old belt on it and tie up the hair.
You take out scissors.
I won't be fond of belts.
Would you not?
No, I don't know. I just belts are not my thing.
I like a belt.
I have to say.
You can do with a belt.
I like belts. Dart. But then, because obviously to keep your clothes up. But like, do you know when you start to get a little bit older, then you start to get the little tummy. Next minute, the belly sitting over the belt and you're like, oh, slit.
But sometimes when you have a small bit of a paunch, you pull the trouser and the belt up over where the paunch is and it kind of tucks it in.
Tuck in your paunch.
I make it a high-waisted trouser just to tuck in. Look there now, I've nothing.
Tuck in your
paunch. I'm pulling it up and now
size
no nothing,
turn sideways. Where's Alan?
Next time you see me, it won't be, how are you? It's, where are you?
Where are you?
I did not hear you say so that, lucky. Actually. Never I'm on the weight so loss journey now. Are next you? Time you see, no, well, I am, but I'm not losing it, though.
I'm on it every week.
I'm on it, but it's going nowhere.
And if he's losing, I find it.
I thought you were doing the running.
Oh, it's very hard. I got back into the running about 4 weeks done now. And I swear to Jesus, lads, if you can imagine like a hippo coming down a hill and you see these people running in front of you and they're like fucking feathers going by you by just
light on their feet.
And I feel like plop, 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 plop.
You dragging your arse around.
But I have it. I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better.
How far do you run?
I'm doing the couch to 5K.
He's doing an ultra marathon. 5K,
and then I'm going on to the fifth week next week, every Tuesday and Thursday night. And then I'm on the sixth week, but I can only do the Tuesday night because I'm going to a really cool event in Dublin the Thursday night. But then on the
would
Saturday
you not just run another race. Night yourself?
It's very lonely, Alan.
Yeah, but you're
just so someone run a van more, pulls if, up beside me and pulls me in.
And they throw you back out as quick. Larry Murphy.
Did give you back
I was obsessed with all those cases, the women that went missing, like, do you know.
It's mad to think he's out there.
He's over in the UK, Larry Murphy.
Stop leaving him over there. God,
did you not
me.
See there was he was going out, he'd scarpered to Amsterdam and Spain and finally ended up in the UK and he was at some party. He was going out with a British woman.
Stop.
At a party, whatever, and some woman that was from Ireland originally, but over in the UK came in and she was like, or maybe it was a fellow of hers or someone was like, I think that's Larry Murphy.
Wasn't
like,
he here in Port Aoife? I remember we were in school at the time and the mother's going mental being like, Jesus Christ, I think Larry Murphy's in Port Aoife.
No, that was some poor old creator that looked like him. <it's>, but see, even then he was caught and your one going out with him didn't have a clue and your man had to run up and say, look, your man and all this.
Google him. Because his name is
and he scarpered
different.
Then. No, you just think he's serious.
Ah, stop. No, you couldn't be with someone and not know. First, I'm not being smart, but if you got in a relationship now in 2023, 2022, whatever she was with him, you'd Google the person.
I don't know if I would.
Yeah, you would.
Some people are tapped in the head or whatever.
I fucking Google myself, never mind. So someone else going to Google.
Especially like if he's a compulsive liar. Like some people are absolutely insanely good at lying.
I know, but I'm not being smart. But if you were with someone.
And then some people, women, are naive. You know?
Jesus, man.
Yeah, but would you not kind of, would there not be telltale signs that you're kind of going out with a murderer?
I mean, he mightn't want to murder
there's
you.
There's like lies
per
and
se.
Things. Yeah, I know, but you're like, still though, like, would you not be
you'd
like,
have the urge.
What's that blue rope doing in your boot? And why
oh
do you
my God,
twine
like Jeffrey.
There and like Jeffrey Dahmer?
I actually walked into somewhere this week and I seen one of those blue barrels and I was like, oh my God. That was mad.
Oh. Jeffrey, did you not watch that Netflix Dahmer?
Oh my God, yeah.
At the best. No, that's you probably done the TikTok, did you? Yeah. With television, you know?
Yeah, see, I do it with the fucking 2003 Leinster final with Leash in it. And like, every time I get a hold of the remote control, I put on, and he's there like, Leash winning.
I remember crying on the pitch of Croke Park after that.
I thought you wanted to see you cry watching Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, I nearly did as well.
But did you mention what was the part he said? I remember it went viral. It was actually mad. Oh my God. That was
Brewskis
weird.
Take some pictures.
Brewskis.
Watch a movie and take some pictures.
Oh, do you remember he was making your man? He was there with the knife and the smell in the room, and remember he was making the poor young lad dance for him.
Yeah, boss, remember.
Imagine that,
remember,
you're about to be fucking killed.
I was screaming at the telly when he went into your one with the sandwich. Eat the sandwich. And she was like, I don't want the sandwich. Yeah. I was like, oh, she don't was, you fucking eat that sandwich as a person.
She was well know. Able for him though. She oh, was yeah. on to him from the day one.
Yeah. Imagine living beside that though, lads. Well, listen,
you'd be fairly onto it when the smell of dead bodies coming through the rafters, like. Do you know?
And but see, the thing is, he's terrifying and all as he was, like, he seemed a bit harmless. You wouldn't be that scared of him. Like, sure, he used to have to just drug everyone to get, like,
I
you
found
know,
Netflix
know.
Was so weird in that, because near the end of it, you were actually nearly like, the parents fucked him up. Do you know that kind of way? And then you were like, oh my God, no, why am I thinking like that? But then you were kind of like, he's after murdering about 40 million
no,
people.
No, he was
like,
wired.
Yeah, but they didn't glorify him, which I think a lot of shows do. They actually showed it from the victim's perspectives more so than actually yeah. from the serial killer, because that's why people get so obsessed with serial killers and like write them in prison and fall in love with them, because they're glorified in the news.
Ah, but there'd be something wrong with you if you write
the ever been in a prison?
Fall in love with
but
them.
Sure, everyone was mad for Ted Bundy. Really handsome man. You would have never suspected him, and he out murdering people.
Yeah, but before you knew, not when you know he's a murderer, like, why'd you be looking for the dart? Like, you're not afraid to kill you at the end of it. Imagine, or is that the thrill of it? Like, you might get a bait and you might not.
You might get a bait.
Well, a proper one, you'd be killed, but like.
We move on.
We digress.
Jeez, I'd be terrified waiting for the slap.
I'd say you'd be. I do you know what I'd say to slap you just to shut you up, not being smart.
Says your man.
Alan, before, like, I actually kind of like a rough anyway.
Head
I
off the head.
I deserve board. That one.
You probably blaring, hit me, baby, one more time.
Smack my bitch up.
Tearing off tights at my teeth. No, that's
oh my God.
Oh, I'm not able. You're teeing us all up for this, like you're bringing.
You're a crouching tiger, hidden dirtbag. Yeah.
I'm absolutely harmless up here.
My arse,
cute whore.
he's laying it up to us, and we're running with it, and we're wants to seem bad because he's feeding us. He's throwing the bait, and we're taking.
I do not.
But it is though. Do you know, like I was obsessed with all those missing women and all that. Like it's Irish people are obsessed with misery.
Maybe,
do you know, like some,
maybe we like know. The misery.
We do, we love it. Do you know some people would say, instead of saying any crap,
but misery,
or any misery.
But misery makes.
you'd ring me, but yeah, like.
Any misery
for me.
Misery makes you feel.
Better about yourself.
Yeah. And I don't care, it does. Misery makes you feel better about. Well, on now, Matt, if you're going to take a photo, let's stop.
I feel double chin here now.
Stick the old jaw.
Fire word high collar this week. Oh, let us. Come here. No, but Joe. No, but people do go down rabbit holes of all those documentaries and stuff that are done.
Yeah, I was obsessed with Ian Bailey and Sophie Tuscon, the Plantier case. Did you listen to the podcast, West Cork?
No.
Oh,
no, I
you may have listened to it.
I think he killed her. He did. I think so. I remember watching that and I think,
Be careful, Ian Bailey, come after you.
Imagine. Imagine looking at
watch
your window.
Watch your back.
That's what my mother said to me now. She said, don't be drawing those barks on you now.
Oh,
about
stop
last
matching.
Week. Yeah, she was like, you could get, or better not say it now either again. It could get.
Say what?
She was like, you'll get a summons now to court.
Imagine.
Yeah, anyone that's a solicitor listening to podcasts, will you give us free legal aid if the barks do come after me? Because I don't want to be wasting me pink pounds
here,
on that.
Here, 10 minutes.
Don't be
thrown out into the universe. It'll come back at you. Do you know, you put that
no,
out there.
No,
it would do well for the listens though, wouldn't it?
He'd be great to get in the podcast, wouldn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Do a sit down interview, apologising, but ask a few questions.
Yeah.
Do you like the way I said apologising?
What are you apologising for?
No, so, I'm not apologising for
another word.
I said nothing
the
wrong.
The way we say it is terrible.
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 Jesus, terrible.
Terrible, not terrible.
I said nothing wrong.
I said nothing wrong.
I said not wrong. What's the wrong word?
The marks would have me up in court and me, sorry.
No, object, no.
Table between your legs. Like,
yeah. I'd have the mic under the table for the podcast though.
Imagine yeah, the two
couldn't. GDPR, lad, you couldn't be at that.
I have to give a shout out to Davina Devine, the Ireland's best drag queen. I was in the George last night and I was brought up on the stage.
Oh, go on.
So funny thing, and jeez, it's a
and did you mention the two countries podcast?
Scary place to be with all load of gays looking down on you, like, do you know what I mean?
And did you dress up?
What do you mean dress up? No, they just brought me up for a few minutes, but she gave the podcast a great shout out.
Go away. I will get Davina now next.
Davina and Victoria have their own podcast.
But she doesn't mean they can't come on
called
that podcast.
Petty Little Things. It's very funny. Very
give
funny.
It a listen.
You should.
And come here, what did they do for our podcast?
What did they, what do you mean?
You said she gave it a good shout out there.
Shout out.
Oh, she was just telling everyone to follow it and it's a great podcast.
Fair play to you, Davina. Hop ya,
Davina
by
Davina Devine.
Go on, you devil.
She probably won't be listening to it anyway, so she won't hear her shout out.
She must have heard something, Sheriff.
She
probably heard we were number one. That's why she pulled up on stage.
She'd have her ear to the ground.
She's like, come on up here, number one. Man up on stage, number one. Up you get, you goodbye.
You're even drinking water. Where are you getting your energy from?
Alan, do you know what? Oh my God, this is where my head is just,
I think we need another jingle for the tangent.
My head is coming.
Matt, hit the old jingle. Tangent my, number
two. Do you know your man used to be in Love Island? Chris. He was with Olivia, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, he was out.
Chris Hughes, yeah.
Yeah, he was out with something last week,
He's the man with Big Mickey.
Anyway, Big Mickey.
Yeah, it was on the show, wasn't it?
What?
He's a big whittle. He's
a big old whittle on him, sorry.
God bless.
He was out last weekend or something anyway and drank the dog out, like, you know, that kind of way. And basically, he went to the gym and then he went and done his sauna and all this kind of stuff and everything. But you know, he was in the hospital then. He actually done, I think, liver damage or something because he was dehydrated. And I was like, I don't drink much water. Maybe I'm tired because I'm dehydrated. So I'm trying to drink a bit of water, yeah.
So he ended up in hospital from dehydration. Being so shook after the night.
No, he's in bad way. Like, I think the liver or something's ready to go, like, or the kidneys or something. You know, he's purely dehydrated.
Sure, he's probably taking creatine and stuff like that for the gym. So if he's not hydrating enough, it's putting an awful lot of pressure on the liver.
It's mad, isn't it? Jesus. Do you take creatine?
Do I look like I take creatine? No,
I take creatine.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Really?
It just helps you recover better and more performance.
It's not illegal, is it?
No. Oh. Jesus.
What am I thinking jabbing yourself?
Steroids. A guard's daughter live on a podcast.
You a guard's daughter as well?
Yeah, piglet. That's what I said. We're piglets.
Oh, lads.
Yeah. Two guards' daughters here.
Daddy could have been a dad guard, but...
One as tall as the other.
Yeah, two. Oh, jeez. Longer than Lent. What?
I'm not laughing. I just got a shock.
I said, my poor father, I said, is dead. I said, but like, you're the guard. Mine was a...
Louise, that's terrible.
No, I'm not laughing. When someone says something like that, uncomfortable, I get laugh.
I know, I'm like that. So I'm awful for funerals for laughing. Like, I'm absolutely awful. I get so uncomfortable. But I love when people say stuff like that to me, or people be like, well, what's a, or if you're in a, if I love when if you're having a conversation with somebody. Someone said to me one time, I don't know, they thought we're being like real cool or smart or something. Be like, well, what would your father do? And I was like, well, my father's dead. Well, the ground could have opened my neck.
Tumbleweed kind of flew through and a pin dropped.
Yeah.
I love funerals.
I'm terrible. If someone tells me something really serious or something bad, the first reaction, it's not even thought, it just comes out and laughs. And I'm like, I'm not laughing at you. I'm sorry. I don't know why my body responds like that. Like,
poor mammy's always that. Just you saying you'd have funerals at funeral during the week. She's like, God, Kieran, I'm so sad. Nice little mammy. We've yet to be a happy fucking funeral.
Was she sad about the sandwich spread? Was she?
No.
Joe, you go in and there's terrible bad sandwiches. Very bad. You know, to be dry.
All the meat ones are gone. Only the egg salad left.
Not much butter and a big massive sandwich with a tiny bit of ham in the middle.
I hate when someone makes it sound.
There's a place in hell for people to do that.
Very plain. I like just a scrape of butter and just a bit of ham. No, nothing. I'd none of that.
I
salad.
Wouldn't even like a butter.
Oh, I think there's nothing worse. Do you know when you see someone like that? You know they're only coming for the free food and they've the big head in them and the belly hanging out over the belt, like we were saying, and they've the salad sandwich and the egg mayonnaise dribbling down each side of the mouth.
The bread
like,
stuck in between the teeth.
Go away from me. You know, actually, leave it. Then to get a napkin and wipe your hands. You're like, oh, stop.
My poor granny sooner down in Tip years ago. There was your man. At the funeral home had the little clicker, 4,000 people come in through the door.
Jesus.
I'm not being smart, but who counts people coming into the door?
This funeral director did. But should they be misery enough, wouldn't they? They're surrounded by the misery.
They chose the life of misery, literally.
Oh, lads, got 4,000 at this funeral today. Can you believe it?
Well, he knew it was going to be a big one.
Imagine standing with a clicker going, hi, Mary, click. Hi, John.
But he's probably trying to do we have a capacity here of whatever, you know, for future funerals.
Or like
a big
compare funerals on the same day from the year previously. Mm. But like, Jesus, footfall was up that day, wasn't it?
Have you big families, like extended families?
Oh, yes. I don't know half of them.
I have 85 first cousins.
I have six.
I have 5 first cousins.
85 between the two sides.
85.
There was 13 children on my mother's side and 11 on my father's.
Jeez, they were hard at.
Oh, they were.
Jesus.
Oh, the ball.
How's your mother for turf?
She's grad now. She's a lady. Is my mother now? Tell you.
Your mother is a lady.
I'd say your mother. Are you the youngest?
No, a middle child. Would you be surprised at that? Are you middle as well?
I'd be the youngest. Second youngest.
Because you have a middle child syndrome as well about you. Doesn't he?
Mm. I don't think I have it.
You what's do.
What's mental child syndrome?
You're a attention seeker.
No, not at all. That's
cheeky
Sean.
You.
That's Sean.
Well, you are as well.
Alan, you love the owl attention there. Not the, being
I'm a middle child and I'm an attention seeker too.
Yeah. You lack the lack.
Am I?
You lack tact.
Am I an attention seeker?
A bit of one. No. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say attention seeker.
Am I an attention seeker? She's going across the pedestrian crossing last night, hopping the bonnet of the car and then limping off.
And now she's on the podcast tonight.
Come back, you weren't like a TikTok.
It wasn't on my Instagram anyway, but well, there we go.
No, you're not an attention seeker, but there's a want in you.
Oh, well, there's a bit of, yeah.
There's a want in you, Alan. Oh, a want for a baby.
Want. Fierce.
There's a want in all of us, though.
Not all of us.
Ah, there's
like,
a want in all of us.
In us in this room, yes. Not maybe. Well, Matt, there's a bit of a want as well. Yeah. He did karaoke last night. You know, that's want.
Oh, yeah, the karaoke. I actually
that's wantish behaviour.
I was going to go for pints and go for karaoke last night, but then I got hit by a car, so that got called off.
Yeah. You were up at Davina last night. I pulled up on stage and told Spang, you were off at karaoke.
What were you doing?
You were getting knocked down.
I was
down.
Out here getting knocked down by cars.
I was sitting at home eating a bag of Doritos watching Yellowstone.
That sounds all right.
What do you watch Yellowstone on?
We got Sky out because the Sky bill went through the roof and now you can't go back to them for 12 months or something like that. They won't give it back to
is
me.
Is it on Sky?
Yorks. Apparently it's on Sky.
I can't find it.
We got to air. Do not air. If you're listening, let me out my contract. We watched McCall. I don't
we'll
want
be
to be with you anymore.
We'll be cutting that out anyway.
No, we won't.
We will.
And basically.
We want big brands coming after us.
Oh, here.
Sponsor us though.
Hashtag sponsor. I had a lovely Supermax season.
Yeah, no, we've dropped Supermax many a time.
Yeah,
here
Supermax
now.
For
McDonough, if you're listening to us, we're a big fan. We're a big fan.
Chicken breast sandwich meal there.
I love the garlic cheese chips.
They're fair decent.
Rared on them.
Were you?
No, not really. No. I had my first garlic cheese chip when I was 17. Stop.
Remember when you had your first garlic cheese chip?
I do.
Enough said.
It was in sixth year in secondary school and we went to the drive-thru and sat in the car park and I ate it and it was like the angels were singing in my head. I was like, what is this? Magic. And it was a garlic cheese chip and I never looked back.
I know.
So you're playing easy. Oh,
it's like that salad sandwich. You know, the garlic
I love egg mayonnaise as well.
The garlic fraught now the mouth sitting in the chipper and all levels.
Do you know what I love as well? A chicken wrap, hot chicken wrap, taco sauce, cheese and egg mayonnaise. It's fantastic.
Oh God.
Jeez, you'd hear a pin drop in this room after I said that. Wouldn't you?
No wonder you have a dodgy old stomach on you.
No wonder you're pulling up the belt.
Oh God, everyone will think I'm an old rot off you.
They won't be wrong. Like,
no, I'll go on.
I'll find you in the box.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely riddled.
I won't be walking any runway any day soon.
Come here, though. Can you believe that? It's just week three already.
I know.
Isn't it mad, isn't
you're
it?
You're flying it.
It is. It's good. I'm loving it. Are you loving that?
Loving it.
Yeah.
I was going to say we're getting paid to talk. We're not getting paid.
I was listening to it on the train and I quote laughing. Jesus Christ.
I love getting the messages from people.
Do you know when you laugh in a public place and like nobody knows what you're laughing at? Like, and you're like, I just want you to know what I'm laughing at. Because you laugh too.
You're trying to put an old manky looking AirPod in their ear. Listen to this.
Yeah,
ear.
The mind wax.
The mind ear wax.
So how do you clean the minor in a bad way?
An earbud.
Is it? Must go at it. Mine are in a bad way. Oh. Or there's, remember?
Mine are very clean.
There's like a culture thing. You don't put anything smaller than your elbow on your ear.
Then you're what?
You're not supposed to put anything near your ear.
Yeah.
I use the cotton buds. I'll take my chances for the old clean closes.
Matt, yeah, make sure you clean these headphones.
Do you have an itch in your ear? Like, the earbuds are great for it.
I find if you...
Isn't there something if you naturally... feels good about scratching your earbud.
Oh, yeah. You find if you have an itch in your ear, if you tickle your throat with your tongue, it kind of helps your ear with the itch. Do you know it's all connected?
What kind of tongue have you to go back down your throat?
A long one.
An old reptile tongue on you.
But you know, because it's ENT, ear, nose and throat, they're all connected.
That's just thinking back, I was probably a bit evil when I was a young lad. I remember my brother.
My brother was in, I remember he
had a cotton earbud in his ear one time and he was a nimey and I drove it into his ear. He ended up in the hospital. I know.
Jeez, there is a want in you. Yeah. Dammer. Ear and dammer.
I was just going to say that.
I'd say there's a rake of blue barrels up the sleeve blooms there.
Every single one of them have earbuds rammed into their ears. That was your trait.
That magic.
That's how they knew it was you.
But you're Larry Murphy's accomplice.
I want to burst you.
You're the one telling us you're evil.
There's the good cotton earbuds. You know the old cheap ones you get though? And they're like fucking...
Well, the only ones I get are the Johnson's ones.
Yeah, yeah, they're the good ones. They're the good ones. But those old cheap ones, they're like, oh, pull the ear out of you. Pull the ear out of you.
Right, on that note, I think we'll wrap up now on the earbuds being pulled out here.
Imagine now, when we're recording next week for week four.
Yeah.
We're going to be recording our podcast, going to be going out Valentine's Day.
Oh, Lord.
If anybody's listening this week, lads, send us in some of your love stories, good or bad. Or
oh, I think
I'd pop a box.
Bad dating stories.
Yeah, I pop a box. You pop a box too. You
put into the box.
Good. You can't bait an old box, says the gay man. Anyway, on that note, we'll wrap it up. Goodbye and good luck.
Louise, will you thank Louise?
Oh, thanks, Louise.
I'm just going to book myself.
Thanks follow so much Louise for coming at on. Classy Cody on TikTok and Instagram. Yeah.
And thanks so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
On the Colchies. Lads, we'll chat to you next week, you legends. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.